ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ यस्माज्जातञ्जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदन्धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ओके, नौ वी आर सीइंग पञ्चकोश विवेकः द पोर्शन एंड वी आर सीइंग डाउन द फिफ्थ अनुवाकः आल्सो पञ्चमः अनुवाकः एंड हियर वी हैव सीन The Panchama Anuvaka begins with the Rig Mantra analyzing the Vijnanamaya Kosha. And we understood yesterday how Vyashti Vijnanam Vijnanamaya Atma, being non-separate from Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, Vijnanamaya also is not Atma, it's only Koshaha. Why? Once you say it is non-separate from Samashti Vijnanam, Brahma Hiranyagarbheshwara, it is no more Vijnanamaya Atma, it is Vijnanamaya Koshaha. But seeing, even when you take Vijnanamaya as Atma, and having identity only with Vijnanamaya Atma, and with having shifted one's identity strictly from other layers of experience, Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, etc. If one repeatedly sees this non-separateness of Vijnanamaya Atma from Vijnanam Brahma, Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, that upasam itself will a person help get rid of all the papams in the body itself. How it can help a person get rid of all the papams? We say, because the identity with, it is the identity with the body and having essence in the body, taking the body as the self alone makes one have the notion that I am the doer. The I am the doer, that knowledge is possible because of the Vijnanamaya Atma, that's okay. But I am the doer, that notion, because of the identity with the body. Once the identity is not there, the papams also are not there. That's what the reason given here. But how we should take it? When a person, as a spiritual aspirant, repeatedly he sees dissociating himself with the Annamaya, etc. When he practices this, individual, one's own self as individual being non-separate from total, it's a sort of it's being upasanam. Being upasanam, in upasanam, seeing oneself being non-separate from Ishvara at every level also, a person fills one's life with the Ishvara. The more a person brings Ishvara into one's life, the more a person sees oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, the more a person is conscious of Dharma, the more a person lives a clean life of Dharma and worshipful, prayerful life, that also enables a person accumulate Punyam and his Papam becomes less and less. That is all, that also, that's all, that is how one must be giving up one's Punya papams in the body itself. This is another way of interpreting the meaning. Okay, papmanam hitva. We saw that meaning yesterday. Okay. Now, say to let us go to the fifth anuvaka. Once we can check. Vijnanam yajnantanute karmanitanute picha. Vijnanam deva sarve brahmajeshtamupasate. Vijnanam brahmachedveda tasmachena pramadyati. Sharire papmano hitva sarvan kaman samashnuta iti tasyaisha eva sharira atma yav purvasya tasmadvaye tasmad vijnanamayat anyontara atmanandamayah tenaisha purnah Savayesha purusha vidha eva tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidhah tasya priyameva shirah modo dakshinah pakshah pramoda uttarah pakshah ananda atma brahma puccham pratishtha Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. So in the fifth anuvaka we have seen how when the Rig Mantra finishes analyzing the Vijnanamaya Kosha, Upanishad then introduces Anandamaya Atma. So Anandamaya also is imagined to be having the form, a human form, in keeping with the form of the Manomaya, the preceding layer of personality. And here we see this different degrees of joy as Priyam, Modaha, Pramodaha forming the head and right wing and left wing of this Anandamaya Atma. But the trunk of this Atma is actually Anandaha Atma is Jivatma. And Brahma, the absolute reality, Brahman, is the Paramatma, Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. Here, this Jivatma and Paramatma, Jivatma being presented as the trunk of this Anandamaya Atma, and Paramatma being Paramatma as Brahma, being presented as the Puccham, the support, the tail of this Anandamaya Atma actually is a Mahavakyam. It's like a Mahavakyam. Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same, essentially. This Jivaha and Paramaha are two adjectives of the only Atma, only all-pervasive, abstract, formless reality, consciousness, existence, implied by the term Atma. And in Atma, we have Jivaha and Paramaha, two adjectives, are only from the standpoint of the Upadis. The same consciousness associated with the Jiva Upadi is Jivatma. The same consciousness associated with the Jagad Upadi is Paramatma. Only the Upadis, there is a Bhedaha. Essentially, Jivaha and Paramaha are one and the same Atma. The Mahavakyam also. Therefore, only in Anandamaya Atma, we have only three aspects are mithya. This shiraha, head, which stands for pleasure, and dakshinav pakshaha, uttarav pakshaha, which stand for joy and greater joy. So the three different degrees of experiential sukham, experiential pleasure, being manifestation of fullness of happiness, is mithya. Only these three aspects are mithya. But all other koshas, we saw all the five are negated as mithya. But here, there's nothing beyond this. We stop here as the Anandamaya. Anandamaya is the last thing, a level of experience where we have to understand the first three alone are mithya. And here the trunk, this the Anandaha Atma, the Atma, the reality, the Swarupa of the individual, which is of the nature of Anandaha, fullness, is non-separate from Brahma, which is again the same reality, which is of the nature of, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is implied with the term Brahma. So Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam also is revealed here. But still we are going to see now. Let us go to that portion where we left yesterday. Anvayam Purushavidaha Tasya Priyame Vashiraha Modo Dakshinav Pakshaha Pramoda Uttarav Pakshaha Ananda Atma Brahma Pucham Pratishtha Tadapyesha Sloko Bhavati. So do you have to see the Bhashyam part? Correct? Okay. Tasmadva. We have finished the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Now Vijnanamaya has been understood as what now? Koshaha, no more Atma. The entire Vijnanamaya Kosha, now entire Vijnanamayam, Samashti Vijnanamayam, Brahma, Hiranyagarbha itself is resolvable into Antaryamishvara. Because it is Karyam, Karyam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is Karyam Brahma. Virat is Karyam Brahma. And Antaryamishvara is Karanam Brahma. Isn't it? But still, Karanam Brahma is also, we have to say, understand, the Karanam status also is Mithya, Karyam status also is Mithya, Brahman alone is Satyam, we are going to understand later on. Okay, now I am reading the Bhashyam for this. Tasmadva etasmaditi uktartham. So Shankar Bhagavatpada knows that we have all understood very clearly the meaning of tasmadva etasmat. He does not want to repeat the meaning. So from that Vijnanamayaha Koshaha, which has been analyzed before, from that, next, interior to that, other than that, is this Anandamayaha Atma. Okay. Anandamayaha iti karyatma pratitihi adhikarat mayat shabdaticha. As soon as he begins, he makes it very clear. No? Anandamayaha iti. Please make a note. Anandamayaha iti. Now initially, Anandamayaha Atma we say. Anandamayaha Atma is also Koshaha. Not Anandamayaha. Koshaha not the Atma. Atma is Anandaha Atma. And Anandamayaha is not the Atma. Repeat now. So there, the first three alone should be taken. In every other level of experience, we have to negate the whole, all five parts as mithya. But here we are only, what is mithya here? This experiential happiness, experiential pleasure of different degrees, in different degrees, as pleasure, joy and greater joy, Priyam, Modaha, and Pramodaha. We can say joy, great joy, greater joy, greatest joy also. Okay. Puja Swamiji prefers that word joy before. Whatever. So, Anandamayaha iti. That three alone, what now? Experiential Sukham. It is manifestation of different fractions of fullness of happiness. Therefore, what? Manifestation is mithya, source alone is satyam. But so, it has to be very clear. Sometimes, it is possible for people to mistake the Anandamayaha Koshaha to be Anandamaya Atma. Anandamaya Koshaha, only three there, okay? The experience of Sukham is not Atma. Why? Because there's a particular school called Bhartrup, particular school, and there's a person who's of that school, who the founder of that school, is known as Bhartrup Prapanchaha. The Bhartrup Prapanchaha, in his view, Anandamaya Koshaha itself, Anandamaya is not a Kosha Atma for him. After Vijnanamayaha, when you enter into Anandamayaha, this Anandamayaha is mistaken to be the Atma. Anandamaya is mistaken to be Atma. So here we have to say, no, Anandamayaha is not Atma, Ananda eva Atma. The reality which is of the nature of fullness is distinct from, which is the source of this manifestation alone, is Satyam. Whereas this manifest Sukham, experiential Sukham, which is time-bound in nature, is not the Atma. Why? What the reason for him to say that? We'll see, understand later on. Okay. So first, Shankaracharya first says, remembering this Bhartrup Prapancha in his mind, he says, Anandamayaha iti karyatma pratitihi. Pratitihi means understanding. Okay. So, there is understanding of Anandamaya as Karyatma. So Anandamayaha, which is here in this fifth Anuvaka, present in the fifth Anuvaka, is actually Karyatma. Karyatma means what? It's only a product. Why it's a product? Because it's a manifestation. He gives the reason. Adhikarat, two reasons are given. Why it is mithya anatma? Anandamayaha koshaha, anandamayaha. Here, the three different degrees of sukham, happiness, pleasure, mentioned here, actually is karyatma. It's only karyam, it's only mithya. The reason is adhikarat. Adhikaraha means the context where it is discussed. The Anandamayaha Atma, which is otherwise Anandamayaha Koshaha, is found in the section where analyzing the different Anatmas. So, Karyat, Adhikarat, and then Mayat Shabdatacha. And Anandamayaha also has this expression Mayat. Mayat Shabdaha. Mayat Shabdaha, reason one, second reason. And first reason is what? The context where Adhikaraha means here, please make a note. Adhikaraha does not mean eligibility, qualification. Adhikaraha does not mean right. Adhikaraha here means the context of its use. The context where it is mentioned happens to be the different layers of experience. Different layers of experience which are all products. Again, the word mayat, anandaha, is different from anandamayaha. You say anandamayaha means it is actually a product. Why it's a product? It's a karyam because the source of this experience is only experience. It's an experiential sukham. It's time bound and the source of it is different, Atma. Therefore it is mayat. The mayat shabda is also there. This word mayat and the context where it is mentioned, discussed. These two are the reasons to understand that Anandamaya Atma is Karyam, not the Atma. Anandamayaha should not be mistaken for the Atma. So, that's what he says here. Anandamayaha iti Karyatma Pratitihi. Adhikarat Mayat Shabdat. Two reasons. Because of the context where it is mentioned, And because of the expression mayat, andamayaha should be understood as the karyam, karyatma. Karyatma means what? As a karyam. See, here the doubt may come. Why this annamaya atma, pranamaya atma, manomaya atma, vijnanamaya atma? Why, if they're all anatmas, why the word atma is used? You know, it's made very clear. Please understand, even though the abstract reality, consciousness, atma is not anatma, the every anatma is atma only. Got it? Every anatma is atma. Atma is not anatma, but anatma is atma. Therefore, the word anatma is added to everything. Annamaya atma means what? Annamayaha, which is nothing but atma. Pranamayaha, which is nothing but atma. Manomayaha, which is nothing but atma. Vijnamayaha is also nothing but atma. Anandamayaha is also nothing but atma. But atma is not any of this. How are you going to understand? Later on, Sarvam Brahma. Brahman is not anything, but everything is Brahma. Atma is not anything, but everything is Atma. Therefore, Atma, the word Atma is used, okay, everywhere. There's only Atma. There's a second thing, Advaita Darshanam, we had to get. That is why the word Atma is used. Now this whole prakriya itself is used to distinguish the Atma. To understand the Atma being distinct from Anatma, at the same time, we have to see that Atma is not distant from Anatma. The non-distance is implies what? Everything is Atma only. Even though Atma is not anything, everything is Atma. That is why the word Atma is used. Okay, so Anandamaya Atma. So Atma is not Anandamayaha. Anandamaya is Atma. Atma is not Anandamayaha. But people mistake this for the Atma. Therefore he says, Karyatma Pratitihi. Anandamayaha ka iti Karyatma Pratitihi. So the word Anandamayaha, here found in this context of the Upanishad, definitely is only karyatma because of the context where it is used, adhikarat, and because of the word mayat. The word mayat has two different meanings. One meaning is prachuryartha. Prachuryartha means predominance and saturation. The word mayaha means saturation and predominance. Another meaning is modification. Three meanings we have, isn't it? So whichever meaning we take also, this is mithya only. It's a product only. Karyatma. Okay. Annadimayaha. He gives the reason now. See, it's called analysis. Sukham, the different degrees of sukham, we are going to understand later on. He is going to explain why there is difference also. Why this is also anatma? He says, annadimayaha ki karyatmanaha bhautikaha iha adhikritaha. So here, adhikritaha. Adhikritaha means what? The subject matter which is being discussed in this context. Iha adhikritaha. The subject matter which is being discussed here in this context is annadimayaha karyatmanaha. All these different annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, anna, adi. Adi means etc. Adi shabda stands for pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya. This kind of annadi mayaha means the different layers of personality or different levels of experience, such as Annamayaha, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vigyanamayaha, etc. They're all Karyatmanaha. Karyatmanaha means they're all Mithya Koshas. Mithya products which are like the Koshas. Mithya products which are like the Koshas. Karyatmanaha. So Annadimayaha hi Karyatmanaha. Bhautikaha, and all are elemental products. Bhutebhyaha jataha bhautikaha. Bhutebhyaha jataha bhautikaha. Got it? Very careful, every word here. Annadimayaha hi karyatmanaha bhautikaha. See, annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, all these are which are analyzed now in this context. All are products, mithya products. Therefore, they are like the koshas. Now, they are elemental products also. Bhautikaha. Karyatmanaha, bhautikaha. We know very well the annamayaha is an elemental product. It's the product of tamasic aspect of panchabhutani. And one pranamayaha is a product of tamas, rajasic aspect of elements. Manomaya, vijnanamaya are all the products of sattvic aspects of elements. Anyway, whether the products of sattvic aspect of elements, rajasic aspect of elements, doesn't matter. All of them are bhautikaha, elemental products. Therefore, they are of the nature of inertness. Annadimayaha hi karya. Iha adhikritaha, which have been now discussed in this context. Which form the subject matter in this context. Ida adhikritaha. Okay. Tad adhikara patitaha cha ayam anandamayaha. Anandamayaha also adhikara patitaha. Tad adhikara patitaha. Tasmin adhikare patitaha anandamayaha cha. And anandamayaha also has come under the category of the things which are discussed. The same category of anandamayaha also has fallen under the same category. Same category. Therefore, what? It's also mithya. You don't understand anandamaya elsewhere. After understanding vijnanamaya, come to anandamaya. So why anandamaya also is what now? Has fallen under the same category. Tad adhikare patitaha cha ayam anandamayaha. Anandamayaha also has fallen under the same category of subject matter under discussion, or which is being discussed. It's okay. Mayat cha atra, and the same, the word mayat, like ananda, annamayaha, pranamayaha, vijnanamayaha, manomayaha, anandamayaha. That mayat cha atra, the word mayat also, vikararthe drishtaha. The word also has been understood in the sense of modification. Vikararthe drishtaha. Katha mayat shabdaha katham drishtaha. Mayat shabdaha cha atra vikararthe drishtaha. The word mayat also has been understood in the sense of modification. Correct? Clear? Why he is explaining, do you know all these things? To say that anandamayaha should not be mistaken as the atma. It's also kosha. Okay. Yatha annamayaha ityatra. How in Annamaya, in Manomaya, Pranamaya, etc., the Mayat Shabda has the meaning of modification. So also in Anandamaya, the word Mayat has the meaning of modification only. Once you say modification, what is it? It's only Karyatma. Tasmat Karyatma Anandamayaha Pratyetavyaha. Tasmat, because of that reason, due to that reason, Tasmat Karanat Anandamayaha Pratyetavyaha. Anandamayaha should be understood. Now, see, I wanted to know this out, aside note, okay? Prati plus eti. Prati is a prefix. Eti is a verb. Pratyeti is a verb. Pratyeti means understands. Pratitihi, understanding. Pratyetavyaha should be understood. The tavya refix, isn't it? Pratyetavyaha should be understood. Anandamaya should be understood as the karyatma. Tasmat anandamaya karyatma iti pratyetavyaha. Anandamaya should be understood as karyatma. So, tasmat karyatma anandamaya pratyetavyaha. Tasmat anandamaya karyatma iti pratyetavyaha. Iti is implied there. Therefore, Anandamaya should be understood as the Karyatma. Kimartam, Mayat Chatra Vikararte Dishtaha. Isn't it? Mayat Shabda is used in the sense of Vikara, modification. Therefore, Anandamaya also should be understood as Karyatma. Anandamaya should not be mistaken for Anandaha. Now he gives one more reason. Sankramanat cha. Why Shankaracharya takes time to explain? Because Bhartruprapanchaha is remembered by Shankaracharya. He does not really present it. This Bhartruprapanchaha, he likes this Anandamaya to be Atma. He wants it. No, no, Anandamaya should not be mistaken for Atma. The reason he gives is, oh, he says, Mayat Shabda is there. Mayat Shabda means also, Mayat Shabda has prachuryartha, saturation. And Mayat Shabda has the meaning of predominance. So we can take Anandamaya as Atma. Therefore he explains, no, Anandamaya is experiential and different gradations of Sukham, isn't it? Therefore he explained, Sankramanat cha. Again, Sankramanam, please make a note. Sankramati. Sankramati means crosses over, transcends, reaches. Okay, three meanings are there. Sankramati means reaches, transcends, crosses over. And Sankramanam is a gerund. Transcending, reaching, crossing over. And Sankramanat cha, why here Shankaracharya says, the word, in the later on, Upanishad is going to mention, Vakshyati. Upanishad is going to say later on, that this Jnani, he analyzes every, you know, at every level of experience, the person analyzes, and he understands how it is anatma mithya, and he crosses over. He transcends that, leaving it as mithya. And he goes to, from anamaya, he goes to mano pranamaya. From pranamaya, he goes to, he takes the identity to manomaya. Then from there, he shifts identity to vijnanamaya. From there, he shifts identity to anandamaya. Anandamaya also, he shifts the identity to atma, anandatma. Okay, he crosses over Anandamaya Atma also. He transcends that also. He leaves aside Anandamaya also as Koshaha Anatma. And he shifts his identity from Anandamaya Kosha to Ananda Atma. only in Ananda Atma I sense can be resolved. I sense should be identified with Ananda Atma, not Anandamaya Kosha. So there, Upanishad is going to discuss later on. That portion will come later on for us. Those are done, the Mola study with me, you will know, remember that. Anandamayamatmanam upasankramati. Annamayamatmanam upasankramati. Pranamayamatmanam upasankramati. Manomayamatmanam upasankramati. Vijnanamayamatmanam upasankramati. Anandamayamatmanam upasankramati. Upasankramati, he crosses over, means what? He shifts every time he analyzes every level of personality, at every level of experience, every level, every layer of personality when he personal analyzes, and he understands how it is mithya, anatma, karyam, it's non-substantial. And then after proper understand, thorough understanding, he shifts the identity from one layer to another layer of personality. And this is how, when he crosses over, he transcends at every level, and he crosses over even Anandamaya Atma. Anandamaya Atma. So that meant Upanishad herself mentions that. Sankramanam. So the transcending, in mentioning the transcending of the different layers of personality, at different levels of experience, then Anandamayam Atmanam Upasankramati iti Upanishad is going to say later on. This another example, another reason he gives why Anandamayaha is only Koshaha, not Atma. Anandamayaha is only a Koshaha. Anatma, Mithya, Anatma, its Karyam, it is not Atma. Is it clear now? The reason, third reason. First reason is to even Adhikaraha, where it is discussed. Anandamaya has discussed in the context of analyzing the Anatma aspects. Then the word Mayat also means modification. So Anandamaya has also modification. The first mithya. Then sankramanatcha. Third reason is sankramanam. Because a person transcends, analyzes these different layers of personality, different levels of experience, he transcends the anandamaya atma also as mithya. Isn't it? Clear? Got the reason, meaning? Okay. Anandamayam Atmanam Upasankramati Iti Vakshyati. Upanishad herself is going to say later on that a Parjnani transcends even the Anandamaya Atma. And where does he have identity then? Ananda Atma. Okay, three reasons are given. Remember, three reasons Shankaracharya gives why Anandamayaha Atma is not Atma, it's only Koshaha. Anandamaya also is a Koshaha, not Atma. Okay. Like a Kosha. Karyatmanancha Sankramanam Anatmanam Drishtam. Anatmanam Karyatmanam Sankramanamcha Drishtam. The transcending has been seen of the karyatmas, the anatmas. Transcending is only of the karyas, effects, the karyatmas. Transcending is of the non-self, anatmas, and which are the products. Everywhere Shankaracharya uses the word karyatma, anatma, anatmanam karyatmanam cha sankramanam drishtam. Transcending is only of the anatmas, only of the karyatmas. Therefore, there's this Anandamaya also, Anandamaya Atma also is transcended. Therefore, Anandamaya Atma is, Anandamaya is also Karyam, Nati Karanam, Nati Atma. Sankramana Karmatvena Cha Anandamaya Atma Shruyate. Anandamaya Atma Shruyate. Anandamaya Atma is heard having heard as the one having the status of being the object of transcending. Sometimes I give the best translation. I'm not proud of it. I'm just really telling you. I'm not boasting, but sometimes I feel it's thanks to Pooja Swamiji. This knack of translating, he taught how in certain context he should translate. Isn't it? That's why if you read any other context, you will get confused. Swamiji gives utmost correct translation. Sankramana karmatvena cha anandamaya atma shruyate. Anandamaya atma is always heard as the one having the status of being the object of transcending. Which means, being the object of transcending, it's only anatma, karyatma, mithyatma, it is not the satyatma. One should not mistake the anandamaya atma to be atma. It's also koshaha. Is the teaching here. Yatha annamayamatmanam upasankramati iti. Just as he mentions that, just as it is said, ajnani transcends each layer of personality, negating it as kosha, as mithya, anatma. Then it is said, annamayamatmanam upasankramati. He transcends the Annamaya Atma. Having analyzed it thoroughly, living it as the Anatma Mithya. In the same way, Pranamaya Atmana Upasankramati, Manomaya Atmana Upasankramati, Vijnanamaya Atmana Upasankramati, Anandamaya Atmana Upasankramati. And having transcended all these five different layers of personality at five different levels of experience, finally, where does this jnani, identify himself? Only with the Atma, Ananda Atma. Okay. So what is very clear now at present now? Because this happens to be the subtlest of the Anandamaya Atma, what is he discussed now is the subtlest thing, isn't it? Ananda, just the joy, pleasure, greater joy, priyam, modaha, pramodaha. There is something which is experienced. What is that? There's also part of the individual, isn't it? Some sukha anubhava is there. That is why this is, we say what? It is the karana shariram. Now, first annamaya kosha is sthula sharira. And pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, all the three are understanding of what? Only sukshma sharira. Now, karna sharira is causal bodies here analyzed as the anandamaya koshaha. So, anandamaya also is koshaha. Okay. So, this Bhartru Prapanchaha and his school is said to be Vrittikara Matam. The Bhartru Prapanchaha, who mistakes Anandamaya to be Atma, and his Vrittikara Matam, Vrittikara Matam. And now, okay, we'll see the next portion where I tell you. Nacha atmanaha eva upasankramanam. Nacha atmanaha eva upasankramanam. Okay, very important thing. See, sankramanam, please make a note again, some grammatical int, okay? Sankramati, sam is the prefix, kram is the dhatu. So, sankramati means, I told you, all three meanings are there. One meaning is crosses over, one meaning is transcends, another meaning is what? Reaches. Crosses over, transcends, reaches. So, sankramanam is the gerund, is it? Transcending, crossing over and reaching. So, now, so this vrittikara matam, the view of the person of vrittikara matam, the view of the bhartru prapancha is also negated again, saying that the word reaching, even though the word upasankramati, upasankramanam, even though it has three different meanings, the meaning of reaching should not be taken. He says, Anandamayamatmanupasankramati, which means what? He takes the meaning of reaching. The person transcending other anatmas, he reaches the atma, anandamayatma. He says, no, upasankramanam should not be taken in the sense of reaching. Why? Because atma cannot reach itself. Atmanaha upasankramanam eva na nacha atmanaha upasankramanam. Language is very, he presents very cold language, very, doesn't make, not long, long sentences. Atma swayam atmanam na prapunyat. Atma, there is no such a thing called reaching of atma. How can you reach yourself? The reaching, the meaning of reaching should not be taken. So, atmanaha eva upasankramanam na. We cannot say anandamayam atman upasankramati. You should not take the meaning of reaching, because atma cannot reach itself. Reaching is always of something which is other than you, something away from you. Isn't it? Something other than you, away from you alone can be reached. Atma cannot be reached by Atma. You are Atma. And you are not reaching yourself. Here the whole analysis is for knowing, not for attaining. Here, please understand. Panchakosha Viveka. Analysis of five layers. Okay. Five layers. Five levels of experience is not for reaching or attaining, but for arriving at, for understanding, for discovering, for knowing, not for reaching. Therefore, atmanaha upasamkarmanam eva nacha, and also reaching of the atma by atma also is not mentioned, should not be taken. Why should not be taken? That meaning, why should not be taken? Because adhikara virodhat, reason one, why the meaning of reaching should not be taken. He says, adhikara virodhat, because it contradicts the context where it is discussed. When the discussion is for discovering the Atma, not for reaching the Atma. The context, adhikara virodhat, due to the contradiction of the context where it is mentioned, where andamyatma is mentioned, asambhavatcha, asambhavatcha, due to the impossibility also, asambhavatcha, it is not possible for atma to reach the atma. It is not possible for one to reach oneself. You need not reach yourself. You cannot reach yourself. Reaching is always of something which is away from you, other than you. Therefore, the meaning of the word sankramanam should not be taken as reaching, should be taken only as transcending. See, explaining means what? Clear understanding of the meaning of the Upanishadic word means it is properly analyzed. It's called vichara. Understand now? Proper analysis of the words. You have to arrive at the right meaning. So, adhikara virodhat asambhavat cha, because of these two reasons, what he says now, nahi atmana eva atmanaha upasankramanam sambhavati. Again, he makes it very clear. Nahi atmana eva atmanaha upasankramanam sambhavati. Okay. The reaching of atma by atma does not happen at all. Reaching of the atma by the atma does not happen. The two reasons. Atma is all pervasive. Therefore, atma cannot go anywhere. One thing. Again, atma cannot reach atma. When you are atma, you cannot. Reaching is always of something other than oneself, away from oneself. Here, atma being all pervasive, atma being one. Reaching of the atma is not the aim here. Knowing the atma is the aim. Therefore, adhikara virodhat asambhavat cha atman upasankramanam should not be taken in the sense of reaching, should be understood in the sense of transcending only. Second thing, swatmani bheda abhavat, how many reasons he gives? Whenever the Panchami Bhakti comes, hetu, reason is given. What is the reason? Swatmani bheda abhavat. Again, there is no bhedaha. The swatma, swatma, swatmani. There is no triputi bhedaha on the part of the atma. No over, no knowledge, division is not there on the Atma. Atma, all pervasiveness being the nature of the Atma. Changelessness, divisionlessness, partlessness being the nature of the Atma. Also, reaching is not possible. The meaning of reaching is not possible. Understand why he is saying all these things, do you remember? Anandamaya Atma is not Atma, it's only Koshaha. Then, Atma Bhutancha Brahma Sankramituhu. This absolute reality, Brahmatma, is the very swarupam of the Sankramita. See, sankramita, sankramitru shabda, rikarantaha, pullingaha, sankramitru shabda. Nominative case, sankramita, sankramitaram, sankramita, sankramitre, sankramituhu, sankramituhu. Passive case. Sankramituhu, atmabhutam cha brahma. This brahma, absolute reality, abstract, formless reality, consciousness, existence, implied with the term brahman, is the very swarupam. Very self of the one who transcends. The one who shifts the identity. Is it clear? One must, if you don't understand, it will be very boring. If you understand, it is very interesting. Sankramituhu Atma Bhutam means what? Sankramituhu Atma. Sankramituhu very swarupam is Brahma. See, the absolute reality, Brahmatma, Brahman, which is to be discovered, happens to be the very swarupam, very self, very content of the Sankramita. So I am now analyzing. I'm the one I'm transcending. Okay? Sankramituhu is Atma Bhutam Brahma. Where's the question of reaching it here? How can the knower reach Atma? The knower's Swarup, I can say Sankramita, I can say Jnata. Okay, so here. Jnatuhu Swarupam Brahma. Very Swarupma of the knower, Swarupma of the one who transcends is Brahma. Therefore, where's the question of reaching it? Therefore, the word Sankramanam should not be taken in the sense of reaching. Even there, so what should be the meaning? What is the meaning should be taken? Transcending, crossing over. Therefore, the person crosses over with this also. Anandamayamatman upasankramati. Now we understand why one should not study Bhasham without having studied the Moola Grantha. If you have not read the Moola, now this is how Bhasham is written. Okay. Many reasons he gives, very beautiful. Adhikara virodhat asambhavat cha nahi atmana eva atmanaha upasankramanam sambhavati. Atmana eva atmanaha upasankramanam na sambhavati. Swatmani beda abhavat. Swatmani, there's no beda in swat. Swatma. Atma bhutam cha brahma sankramituhu. How many reasons he gives here just to say Anandamayaha is only kosha, not atma. Got it? Okay. Now we move on. Having, first of all, he explained this. Now we move on to the next. Shira adi kalpana anupapatteshcha. After telling, I tell you how many arguments he presents. Right? Later, I'll tell you. Shira adi kalpana anupapatteshcha. So here, shira adi kalpana means what? Imagining or visualizing the parts of the imagery. Shira adi kalpana means visualizing the parts of the imagery of Anandamaya as having the head, etc. Shira adi kalpana. Now, we say, no, priyam, priyame vashiraha. Modo dakshina pakshaha, pramoda uttara pakshaha, etc. This is visualizing the parts of the imagery of this Anandamaya Atma as having the head, etc. Shira adi kalpana also irvata anupapatteshcha. Anupapatti, as it is not possible, it is not appropriate. If, what does it mean? This is the reason he gives. See, if Atma, if Anandamayaha is Atma, then it is not possible to imagine the parts of Anandamaya's head, right wing, left wing, etc. Isn't it? Because Atma is partless. Why we should not mistake the Anandamaya Atma for the Atma? Because Atma is all pervasive. Atma is divisionless. Here, Anandamaya Atma is presented as the one having parts, head, etc. As head, right wing, left wing, etc. are imagined here, okay, visualized here, definitely Anandamaya Atma is not the Atma. Anandamayaha is only Koshaha, not the Atma. If it is Atma Brahman, it cannot be imagined to have parts. Is it clear now? That is good. If you nod your head, I'm very happy. I will know that you are understanding. After discussing that, again, I'll reproduce all the points later on. Okay, so you will remember how many arguments does Shankara present here to he himself assumes the possible doubt of the Vrittikara Matam of Bhartru Prapancha, and he gives all these reasons why we should not mistake the Anandamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Atma to be Atma. Anandamaya Atma is only Koshaha, not Atma. For this, all the reasons he gives. What one more reason he gives? If Anandamaya itself is Atma, then it is not possible to imagine, visualize the parts of the imagery. Isn't it? That's the meaning. Shira adi kalpana anupapatyascha. Then it will not be possible to imagine Anandamaya Atma having parts such as head, etc. Okay. Nahi yathokta lakshana akashadi karane akaryapatite shira adi avayava rupa kalpana upapadyate. Now he says, what about the Atma? He says, yathokta lakshana akashadi karane. See, Atma is absolutely of the nature of all pervasiveness. Absolutely all pervasive is what now is the cause of even akasha. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. What is Atma Brahma? Atma is presented here as the even cause of the all pervasive space. Space is all pervasive, and Atma being the cause of all pervasive space, Atma is pervasive of the space also. So Atma is absolutely of the nature of all pervasiveness. Being all pervasive, it is changeless. Changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Changelessness being the nature of the Atma, it is partless, indivisible. Therefore, yathokta lakshana akashadi karane karya akarya patite, being the cause of space, except all pervasive space, Atma does not come under the category of the effect. Akarya patitam, Atma does not come under the category of the effect. Therefore, shira adi avayava rupa kalpana na upapadyate. It is not possible to imagine Atma, the indivisible, partless, all-pervasive Atma, to be imagined having the parts such as head, etc. Are you all listening? What is he trying to establish now? Anandamayaha should not be mistaken for Atma. It should be only Kosha. Because shifting the identity from here is very difficult. It is possible to mistake the Anandamaya Kosha, isn't it? For the Atma. That's why. Shira adi avayava rupa kalpana na upapadyate. Na comes first. Nahi yathokta lakshana akashadi karane akarya patite shira adi avayava rupa kalpana na nahi upapadyate. It is not at all possible to imagine the Atma, the cause of the all-pervasive space, which does not come under the category of the effect, to be having the parts such as head, etc. Therefore, Anandamaya Atma is only Koshaha. Anandamaya is only Koshaha. Okay. Then having said that, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quote from the Taittiriya Upanishad itself, which all these quotes actually reveal the nature of the Atma. What is Atma? Anandamaya should not be taken as Atma because Atma is of different nature. ആത്മസ്വരൂപം. ഹി പ്രസൻസ് സം കോട്സ്. അദൃശ്യേനാത്മേ നിരുക്തേ നിലയനേ. Okay, it's going to come later on. Seventh Anuvaka, we come across this mantra. I want to read it because nice to know. Because anyway, it has been studied later on by you. If you go to seventh Anuvaka, you come across this mantra. Because it is our part of our study, I do not take it like other examples. This example better we learn it. Seventh Anuvaka, we come across this mantra. See? യദാ ഹേ വൈഷ ഏതസ്മിന്നദൃശ്യേനാത്മേ നിരുക്തേ നിലയനേ ഭയം പ്രതിഷ്ഠാം വിന്ദതേ. ഏതസ്മിന്നദൃശ്യേനാത്മേ നിരുക്തേ നിലയനേ ഭയം പ്രതിഷ്ഠാം വിന്ദതേ. സ മന്ത്ര. വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദിസ് മന്ത്ര? റിവീൽസ് ദ നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് ദി ആത്മാ. The jnani abides in one's own swarupam. What is the swarupam here? Adrishyam. A atma here is adrishyaha. We're not imperceptible. Atma is not object of perception. Whereas here, this pleasure, joy, greater joy. Priyam, modaha, pramodaha is experiential sukham, experiential happiness, experiential joy. What is experienced is karyam, anatma, mithya. Here atma is adrishyaha. Atma is imperceptible. Therefore, perceptible, experienced, experienceable, perceptible, anandamayaha, in the form of priyam, modaha, pramodaha, should not be mistaken for the atma, the imperceptible, adrishyaha atma. Whereas priyam is drishyam, modaha is drishyaha, pramodaha is drishyaha, object of experience. Atma is imperceptible, okay, not object of experience. Anatmye, which is not anatma, atma is not anatma. അനിരുക്തേ, അനിരുക്തം. ആത്മാ ഇസ് വാട്ട് നൗ അഗൈൻ? അനിരുക്തം. അനിരുക്തം, ആത്മാ കനോട്ട് ബി ഡിഫൈൻഡ്. ആത്മാ ഈസ് നോൺ ഡിഫൈനബിൾ. ആത്മാ ഈസ് അനാത്മ്യം, മീൻസ് അഗൈൻ ആത്മാ ഈസ് ഫോംലെസ്. അനാത്മ്യം, anatmya means formless, bodiless. Adrishyam, anatmya also implies what? Anilayanam. Anilayam means atma has no support. Atma has no support, supportless. Atma is a support, atma has no support. Anilayanam, atma is supportless, atma is non-definable, atma is imperceptible. Abhayam, atma is the only source of fearlessness. So, adrishye, anatmya, anirukte, anilayane, abhayam. One more words that I did. Okay, leaves there. Okay. Then, asthulamananu. Now, Brihadaranyakopanishad, it said, atma is asthulam ananu. Atma is neither gross nor is it subtle. It is imperceptible. Subtle and gross are perceptible. Atma is neither gross nor subtle. It is not perceptible. Then in Brihadaranyakam, neti netyatma. There are also using this method of negation. Everything known, everything which comes under the category of the known is negated as non-self, anatma, mithya, inert, material, anatma. anything and everything known is negated, which comes under the category of the known. Object of knowledge is negated as inert material anatma. In that process, in order to arrive at the Atma as the Swarupam of the knower, neti neti ityadi vishesha apoha shruti. Apoha shruti means what? The negation. The statements of shruti where anatma is negated as anatma. Vishesha, specific negation. Okay. So what does it mean? When everything known, anything which comes under the category of the known experience, objective experience, is negated as anatma. Therefore, anandamayaha also is object of experience, as was, whether it is priyam or modaha or pramodaha, happened to be object of experience. So, atma is not anandamayaha. Anandamayaha should not be mistaken for the atma. Got it? Shankaracharya in his commentary gives all these reasons just to say, don't mistake anandamayaha to be atma. Next reason. Mantra udaharana anupapatteshcha. Now, mantra udaharana anupapatteshcha. Even the Rig Mantra which comes. Now we are going to the Rig Mantra later on. The next Anuvaka. That Rig Mantra also cannot be there. Mantra Udaharana Anupapattehecha. See, even the Rig Mantra which is going to come later on. Okay. The Rig Mantra also will be of no use. When the Upanishad presents the Rig Mantra, Upanishad will not present the Rig Mantra simply for the sake, for fun. It has some meaning. And Rig Mantra, uselessly, it can't be presented. As Upanishad presents the Rig Mantra also, if Anandamaya Koshaha is mistaken for the Atma, the Rig Mantra also will be redundant, useless. Therefore, definitely, it's not a Atma. Nahi priya shira adi avayava visishte pratyakshataha anubhuyamanaha anandamayaha atmani brahmani nasti. Brahma iti ashanka abhavat. Okay, very beautiful. He says, priya adish priya shiraha, priyameva shiraha. So, priya shira adi avayava visishte pratyakshataha anubhuyamanaha anandamayaha atma atmani brahmani nasti brahma iti ashanka abhavat. See, he says, this priyaha, this the anandamaya atma is available for experience. If atma is something available for experience, then later on, the doubt is going to come whether the Atma exists or not. The very doubt comes, Atma exists or not, because Atma is not available for direct perception. As Atma is not an object of knowledge, as Atma is not available for knowledge through any of the pramanams, the doubt comes whether Atma exists or not. Isn't it? Such a doubt itself proves what? Atma, Anandamaya Atma is not the Atma. If Anandamaya Atma is the Atma, Anandamaya is available for experience, then the doubt will not come. Got it, what I'm saying? See, Priyam, pleasure, joy, greater joy, etc. are available for experience. Something experienceable will not be mistaken for non-existent. The very question whether the Atma exists or not is going to come later on. Upanishad is going to say, because we know the Shunyavadis are there. The Buddhists, okay, the Shunyavadis, and also it is possible for one to have the doubt such an Atma exists or not. Atma does not exist. Because if it exists, it must be available for experience. Atma is not available for knowledge, recognition, experience through any pramanam. No pramanam can reveal Atma, including the Vedanta pramanam. Vedanta only helps us understand the Atma in a different way. No pramanam can reveal the Atma. Which means, it is possible for one to make a conclusion, Acha Atma does not exist. Therefore, there's going to be some people, okay, will they say whether Atma exists or not? Such a doubt comes. The possibility of having such a doubt whether Atma exists or not itself, because Atma had available for experience. And whereas Anandamaya Atma is what Anandamayaha is available for experience. Experiential Sukham. Anandamayaha happens to be object of experience as pleasure, as joy, etc. What is experienceable cannot be doubted whether exists or not. The very doubt about Atma's existence itself, because it is not available for experience. Therefore, what is experienceable, Anandamayaha, should not be mistaken for Atma. Experienceable Anandamaya Kosha should not be mistaken for non-experienceable Atma. Is it clear? How we have to think all this at analyze and say, give the reasons. Okay. Priya Shira Adi Avayava Visishte Pratyakshataha Anubhuyamanaha Anandamayaha. Directly experienceable. Pratyakshataha Anubhuyamanaha Anandamayaha Anandamayaha. So, Priya Shira Adi Avayava Visishtaha. The Anandamayaha Atma is imagined to be having the parts such as head, etc. And it's because available for experience also, as in different degrees, as pleasure, joy, etc. Therefore, if that is there, and Atmani Brahmani Nasti Brahma iti Ashanka Abhavat. There is no doubt about the existence of Anandamaya Atma. There is no doubt about the existence of Anandamaya Atma because it is available for experience in different degrees. Therefore, asaneva sabhavati asad brahmeti veda chet iti mantra udaharanam upapadyate. Because Atma had available for any experience, even such a doubt, the mantras revealing the doubt about exist, whether Atma exists or not, such mantras are possible. Okay? Such doubts are possible. Whether Atma exists or not, asan, okay, the doubt itself, the mantras revealing the doubt is possible because Atma is not experienceable. And as a mantra, the person who thinks Atma is not there, that person, he himself becomes non-existent. One who doubts the existence of Atma becomes himself non-existent. Asan nevasabhavati adabrahmeti vedachet. If a person thinks Brahman is not there and he denies his own existence, such mantras are there, And this mantra is an example here to say that people doubt the existence of the Atma because of its being non-experienceable. No. Whereas Anandamayaha being available for experience, it should not be mistaken for non-experienceable Atma. Is it clear? Okay. Now we come to the next part. Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. Today I cover this. Next class, what I'll do? I'll summarize all the points again. I'll tell you so it becomes much clearer for you. Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. Ityapicha Anupapannam. One more reason. Pratak Brahmanaha Pratishtatvena Grahanam. Now, here, Brahmanaha Grahanam Pratishtatvena. This absolute reality Atma is mentioned by the word Brahma as what? As the support. The Brahma, the person as the one having the status of being the support. Pratishtatvena Grahanam, Brahmanaha Grahanam. So, mention of Brahman as the supporting tail also is not possible. Anupapannam. Brahma Puccham Pratishtha Iti Apicha Anupapannam. It is not possible for Upanishad to say that Brahman as the supporting tail. If Anandamaya Atma itself is the Atma. Anandamaya itself is Atma. Now Atma being Brahman, Atma must be support. Why other Brahman is said to be support here? Isn't it? So the mention of Brahman as a supportive tail of this Anandamaya Atma is not possible if Anandamaya is the Atma. So Anandamaya is not the Atma. Got it? Tasmat Karyapat Apadiki concludes, thank God finishes. Tasmat, because of this reason, Karya Patitaha Eva Anandamayaha Na Paraha Eva Atma. The Anandamayaha is only effect only, product only. It only comes under the category of the Mithya product only. It is not the Para Atma. It is not Paramatma. Na Paraha Atma Eva. Na Eva Para Atma. Anandamaha is not Paratma, Anandamaha is not Karanatma Paratma, Anandamaha is only Karyatma, Mithya Anatma, Koshaha. Anandamaha Koshaha Yeva, Natu Atma. Tasmat Karya Patitaha Yeva Anandamayaha. Anandamaya comes under the category of the karyam only, effect only. Na paraha atma. Na paratma. So don't, if Anandamaya itself is the atma, then Brahman cannot, would not have been mentioned as the supporting tail. Why atma and Brahman are one and the same? So the three alone, only in this Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamaya is not Atma, it's a Koshaha. And which is Koshaha here? Only three. Shiraha, Dakshinapakshaha, Uttarapakshaha. The three degrees of experiential pleasure alone is Anatma. Ananda Atma. What Ananda Atma then? Anandaha Atma. I'm going to stop here. Okay? Very important lesson comes. And next class I'll summarize why until now we have only understood all the reasons given by Shankaracharya beautifully why Anandamayaha Atma is Koshaha only, is not the Paratma. Not the Atma. It's a Koshaha, not the Atma. Because he gives all the reasons, thinking in his mind, negating the view of Bhartru Prapanchaha of Vrittikara Matam. We don't need to know who is Vrittikaraha, who is Bhartru Prapancha, what is his view. But Shankaracharya remembers his view. And his view is negated also. By way of refuting his view, he makes us understand why Anandamayaha is only Koshaha, not the Atma. And so I'm going to stop here. Okay? So the next is important topic. Very Ananda Atma Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. There you have to say the transcending. The real transcending happens when you should when you shift the identity from Anandamayaha to Ananda Atma, and having shifted the identity from I sense from Anandamaya Kosha to Ananda Atma, and one should see Ananda Atma being non-separate from Brahma, and then one must be able to see one's own self being Brahma as Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay. This we will see in the next class. Don't worry. We'll understand very clearly all the steps. Again. Any questions? No questions. Okay. Kimartam Anandamayaha Koshaha Eva Natu Atma. Okay. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.